The Libby Adventure Hour. Don't forget, boys and girls, that this is National Red Cross Week. The Red Cross is doing a wonderful job in relieving distress everywhere, and to continue this fine service, it has to have the financial support of you and your parents. So stand behind them. And now here we are with another exciting episode of that great story, Og, Son of Fire, starting a new series of thrilling adventures for Og and his friends. These episodes are written and dramatized by Irving Crump and are produced under the supervision of Boys Life, that favorite magazine of all boys published by the Boy Scouts of America. The Libby Adventure Hour is broadcast for all boys and girls by Libby, McNeil, and Libby, makers of Libby's evaporated milk. And say, boys and girls, you just ought to try Libby's milk in a chocolate milkshake. Say, you'll think it's keen, you bet you will, and here's why. Libby's milk is pure, wholesome cow's milk with nothing added to it. Only, before they seal it into containers, they remove half the water from it. So you see, what's left is double rich. And that extra richness will make your milkshake taste so creamy and fine. Boy, oh boy, it's wonderful. You just bet it is. Now listen, fix it up with Mother to let you get some Libby's evaporated milk. And when you come home from school too hungry to wait till supper, you mix up a chocolate milkshake for yourself using that extra rich Libby's milk. And say, be sure you save the labels from the cans it comes in too. Those blue and white pyramid labels with the picture of the cow on them. They're certainly worth a lot to you, all right. You can use them to get almost anything you want. But I'll tell you more about that later. And now, on to the show. Og, Son of Fire.
Time turns back 100,000 years. We find ourselves back in the dim ages when men lived in caves. Volcanoes and earthquakes heaved their way upward through the crust of the slowly cooling earth, and enormous beasts of prey stalked through the unbroken forests. The tribe of Og, rejoicing in the fire secret that he brought them from the Valley of the Mist, would be having an easier time but for the treachery of Pong, the devil doctor. When Gar, a mighty hunter of the cave people, was ambushed and wounded by a war party from the primitive Flathead tribe, Pong seized the opportunity to again make the people afraid. The Flatheads are angry because Og burned the tree stump they called their sun god, and are anxious to recapture little Wab and sacrifice it. When they attacked him, Gar killed Longtooth, the Flathead leader, and gravely wounded his son Big Tooth before he was struck by a hard-flung stone and forced to flee. Now he lies groaning in his cave, nursed by Nada, while the cave men gather to discuss this new danger. Pong hangs about, craftily waiting an opportunity to turn the situation to his advantage. Old Ab, the elder, speaks now to the tribe, counseling courage against the Flatheads. Hear his words.
Oh, my people, be not afraid. Gar, before he fell into my arms, near unto death from stones flung by the Flatheads in the forest, said that it was only a small band, and that he had killed Longtooth, their leader, with one of his arrows. He said that, did he not, Ab?
Aye, he said that, Ab. He said that another of his arrows had laid Big Tooth, son of Longtooth, low, and that the Flatheads had lost courage then, and fled into the forest. That was what he said before we carried him moaning in pain to his cave, where Nada and Little Web now care for him.
The cave people have bows and arrows which Og showed them how to use. They are stronger weapons than the stones and clubs of the Flatheads, so we need not fear them. Be brave. Make stronger bows and longer arrows. Let us protect our caves. Nor fear the Flatheads, nor any other terrors of the forest.
Hold! Hearken to Pong! Pong would speak to the council.
So, Pong would speak. Well, then, let these words not be words of fear, Pong.
Nay, not words of fear, Ab. Nay, words of caution. I only ask the people to remember that the Flatheads are many and the cave people are few. Longtooth's men are big men who can throw stones hard and far. Their war clubs can crush a skull as I can crush a bird's egg between my thumb and finger. So I caution the people to be careful.
The Flatheads have made war on the people of the cave since I was a stripling. And that is a long time now. They have always been our enemies. Pong is seeking to put fear into your hearts once more. Heed him not.
Nay, nay, nay. Ab, our elder, speaks not with words of wisdom when he speaks that way. I do not seek to put fear into the people's hearts. I seek only to help them, to waken them to their dangers. I am always the protector of the people. And if they will hearken to me, I will show them how they can escape this war. I can tell them my wisdom is deep. Shall I speak? Eh? Shall Pong speak and tell the Flatheads how they can be driven out? Eh? And our team flee from their invasion? Eh? So Pong's wisdom is still good when the people need it. Once they listened to Og and turned against him. But never mind, I still love the people. Hark now, I speak words of deepest wisdom. First, let the hunter kill me a goat, a young she-goat. Bring it to my cave with hoofs and horns still on. But let the hunter lay it at the door of my cave. Because he must do not do otherwise be under penalty of death. Or I will be making a magic in there. With this goat skin and its hoofs and horns, I will make a charm.
A charm! A charm! Back! Again, Pong preaches words of fear and folly. The cave people do not need charms to protect them. We are not weaklings. We have strong arms. We have bows and arrows. Let us make many arrows and stronger bows. Let us make heavier axes and sharper flint knives. Let us make long spears and fight off the Flatheads. Let us cast Pong and his charms out of our life forever!
I do not seek to harm the people. I love the people. I am an old man. I will go. I will care for the sick. With my herbs and my doctoring, I will go. I will go care for Gar. Poor Gar. He needs me. His skull is cracked.
Aye. Go and heal Gar's wound. There is enough work for you, Pong. Go.
And do not come back to the council circle. We have no use for you and your charms here.
Aye.
We talk only of bows and arrows and stone axes. And ways to defend the caves against our enemies.
Aye, go to our cave. Go to our cave.
I am going. I am going. I know not of bows and arrows. I am a devil doctor. I am a devil doctor. And though they may not want my charms, I am not through yet. No, not yet. Now, where is Gar's grave? Where is his cave now? Yonder. The path leads to it. It is steep. So, here we are. Gar has a big cave. Nada lives here with him. A little wab. Oh, the Flatheads wanted to sacrifice to their sun god. I'll call them. Hello! Hello!
Hello! Hello there! Oh, it is you, Pong!
Yes, Pong! Pong, the devil doctor, Nada, the medicine man. He comes to cure poor Gar. How is the brave hunter, Nada?
His mind, it wanders, Pong. Sometimes he says strange things. See how white his face is?
The Flatheads did it. I do not like the Flatheads.
Oh, they are bad people.
Aye, very bad people, Pong. They captured us near Salt Cave. They took us down to their village. It was a very horrible place.
I have heard they have a god, a sun god. It is in the center of their village, is it not, Madam?
They call it a god. It is nothing but an ugly tree trunk shaped like a man. The Flathead spirit, and they make sacrifices to it.
Sacrifices? A goat sometimes, or a rabbit?
Oh, no. Worse than that, Pong. Men and women and boys.
Oh, yes. Yes, like me. They were going to sacrifice me. Almost Longtooth killed me because he said it would make the sun god happy.
So, almost killed you to make this sun god happy, Wab? Ah, was Longtooth very mad when Og stopped him from killing you, Wab?
Oh, Awfully, Ned. He hooted awful loud. The flatheads hoot like owls, you know.
Yes, Longtooth was very mad at Og, but he was madder still when we escaped. What a lot of hooting and shouting they did then.
They wanted you all for sacrifices, but they wanted little Wab first. Maybe that is why Longtooth and the Flatheads came into our jungle to get little Wab back again.
Oh, huh? Oh no, you don't think that, do you? Oh, Netta, you won't let them get me, will you?
No, Wab, they shall not get you. What did you say that for, Pong? You frightened the poor child. Don't you dare say it again.
There, Netta, do not fly at me so. I was just thinking. No, Wab, they shall not get you here in the cave village. Why, Wab, you are trembling. You are frightened. You will get sick. Here, there will be a fever on you. Here, Netta, give me that gourd of water. I will make a sweet drink for Wab. I will make him feel better. I make it from these herbs I find in the forest. It is good medicine. There, stir it round now. There, good. Now, here, drink a little, Wab.
It is good. It is sweet. Here, try some, Netta.
Yes, Netta, try some. It'll do you good, too. It gives you strength.
I will try some. I am thirsty. It is good. Sweet and pleasant. But it makes me feel strange, Pong. Sleepy and... Why, look at Webb. He has fallen over. His eyes are closed. Oh, you black devil, Doctor. This is some of your trickery.
No.
That drink was poison.
No, Netta, not poison. Just a sweet drink to make one sleep. You will fall to the floor as Wab did. And when you do, I shall take little Wab through the forest to the village of the Flatheads.
No,
will welcome him back as a sacrifice to their sun god. And they will welcome me, too. For now that Longtooth is dead, they will need another devil doctor.
Oh.
Yeah. Come, Wab. I will take you now. We are going through the forest to the village of the Flatheads.
You can't. Pong, bring him back. Bring Wab back. Do not take him back.
Offering Wab as a sacrifice to their sun god, Pong, the devil doctor, has gone off into the jungle to the Flathead village. What will be the fate of poor little Wab? And will Pong become the devil doctor of the Flatheads now that he is no longer wanted in the cave village? Follow the adventures of Og, Son of Fire.
Say, do you know thousands of boys and girls, hundreds and hundreds of them every day, are writing in for that wonderful big gift book that Libby McNeil and Libby is offering free? Boys and girls everywhere, all over the country, are getting in on this thing right now, getting their own personal copies of the gift book to find out all about the grand things that Libby is giving away. Now say, if you haven't got your copy of the gift book yet, you'd certainly better send for it right away, because the boys and girls that already have the book are plenty enthusiastic about it, believe me, and no wonder. Because it's just chock full of pictures and descriptions of things that you'd love to have. Things like rubber-tired roller skates and Spalding Blue Streak ice skates, and hockey sticks, basketballs, air rifles, manicure sets and dolls, bead looms and ranger bicycles and printing sets. Or if you're a girl, maybe you'd rather have a pair of skates or a wonderful lifelike baby doll. Well, here's what you do to get these things from Libby. First of all, you take a postcard and print your name and address on it. Mail it to Libby, McNeil and Libby, Chicago, Illinois, or in care of the station to which you are listening. And then just as soon as Libby gets your card, they'll send you this wonderful big free gift book that I've been talking about. The one that shows the 300 different things that Libby is offering to boys and girls. And when you get the book, you can look over all the grand things in it and find out just exactly how you get them. And as I said, you'll find it's really easy, boys and girls. But remember, the first thing to do is send for that gift book. Say, you'll have lots of fun with it when you have your own personal copy. And you'll find a surprise in it, too. Something extra special that Libby is sending to help you get along. So, find a postcard right now, this minute. Print your name and address on the back of it plainly. And mail it to Libby, McNeil and Libby, Chicago, Illinois. Remember, Libby, McNeil and Libby, Chicago, Illinois, or in care of the station to which you are listening. Next Wednesday at this same hour, you'll hear the second episode of this great new series of Og stories.